From the Kryon Entourage, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. I come to you today and I ask you to open yourselves, to redefine yourselves anew. So many of you say, who am I? Why am I here? And in this moment, we ask you to observe the energy of your solar plexus. For as the wisdom of the feminine divine, we are giving you an opportunity for you in your bodies to feel the fullness of what it means to carry a new life within your very body, the one that you are wearing, male or female, in this time. Do you feel it? Allow yourselves to open to more of who you are. Take a breath, for there is a newness of your being to be born in this new energy, with indeed all of the new information that is being offered to you, even as our beloved Kryon will tell us more about what is happening in these days. There you go, beginning to fill and fill more and more through the solar plexus, through the stomach, being full. We allow you in this moment to feel the fullness. Are you ready to birth yourselves anew? Yes? New talents, new abilities, new ways of being, new ways of loving, new ways of laughing, new ways of coping. All of it yours as you open to the new awareness of your being. Feel the change in your energy. For in this moment, the spheres of reality that you have known to define yourselves in this moment may change. For you now know there is so much more of you available to you that comes from the stars to awaken together in this field of support. Now we ask you to feel the energy at the base of your spine. For thousands of years, this has been called the home of the Kundalini. It is the base of your vital energies. And from today forward, your vital energies will change. The vitality that you will experience is multidimensional. What does that mean? You're going to experience that, where energy will arise within you, of your own wisdom, ready for you to support yourself in these coming days. Challenges, new ways of being, new ways of expressing. They will be there. Take a breath. How do you feel? Are you comfortable? There's a little more. For many years, the channel has spoken of 144 points of light upon the brain. Before she took this chair, we showed her something in the heart. That's where she expected us to start. But it has to start in the solar plexus, where you identify yourself. Feel the change around your brain as we remind you of the 144 points of light in your brain. Well, now, there are points of light within your heart. Pleiadian, Lemurian, electromagnetically encoded with information. And we invite you to have fun decoding the information, to be able to express the intelligence of your heart to bring about the new light and the new energy upon the planet. Take a deep breath and smile. Smile, because you not only made it, but you're going to make it even more so in this lifetime. Does that please you? Then indeed, let it be noted as this time that you have pleased yourselves. For you are the ones who have brought this change upon the planet, and you're just beginning. And there is so much more to come. Meanwhile, deep breath. Ha! And again. Ha! And move it one more time. Ha! Ha! From the wisdom of the feminine divine, it is truly an honor to be of service to you in this moment, to reflect, to remind you of the more that there is to come. Together, let us affirm, and so I am, and so I am, and so I am. And so I am.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so it is that this particular message would be the one that is published first in 2013. And there would be those who would be listening now would say, well, now that the marker has been passed, what's next? This is the human being who's always looking forward, never back, who doesn't usually stop and look around, who always wants to measure energy by what's coming instead of what was or what is. And so we're not going to go there just yet. Instead, we're going to say to you, I want you to stop and look at what you've done. In order to look forward, you must understand what's behind you. And what is behind you is the conquering of an old energy above and beyond what any of the prophecies ever said you would be able to do. And for those who haven't put it together yet, my arrival in 89 was a precursor for the potentials we knew were in place for today. That had you not changed the consciousness of the planet, had you not marked your territory by the harmonic convergence of 1987, I would not be channeling with my partner today. And he would have a different life, where I would never have been presented myself to him as I did. I told him early on that if he chose not to take the mantle that I offered, that there were others who would. So the point is that you created an energy that allowed me to enter and begin the teaching. I didn't create anything, dear human being. You're the ones who decided to cook this meal. I'm one of the ingredients. I want you to look around figuratively to what you've accomplished and what you've gone through. Slogging through some of the oldest energy that exists on the planet. Taking light and throwing it against things that had no integrity. Taking light and throwing it against judgment and drama. And you did it for 18 years, by the way. Oh, some of you say, well, I've been doing it longer than that. But the last 18 were the ones that were foretold that are part of the astronomical alignment. That's more than an alignment in the sky, dear ones. When your sun aligns fully with the earth to the center of the galaxy, you're looking at creation. This alignment is a marker that is energetic, not just something that the astronomers knew about, or that the Mayans told you about, or that fractal time gave you. It's known by the universe what you've done. And now it begins to change. And the first thing that happens is what we're going to call release. You have to understand that spirit moves slowly. And within the time frame of how fast consciousness is able to move on the planet, that's you. So there's no clock or timeline that Spirit has given you except a framework of the next 18 years while you precess through what is called the Dark Rift, which is the Milky Way. And in those 18 years, there's a profundity of potential that you would be able to plant seeds that will grow faster than if you do them later. But what is changing first is release. If you're a bodybuilder and you have held a weight in your hand for a long, long time, when you put it back in the rack, the muscles have to come back to normal. There is stress. There's a corporeal balance which has changed, and the chemistry has changed to allow the holding of the weight. And there's a release process that takes place. Now, this release process is to say, take a vacation from battling the old energy. Because the old energy is going to start to change. Because it is also part of release. And you're not going to like it. Because the old energy also has been holding something. It has been holding back the light. And so both of you suddenly are in release mode. But the wise one will wait a moment while things recover. The unwise will continue to push. So stand by for pushing of the old energy. But the old energy will be without the ammunition it used to. The ammunition is the structure of the crystalline grid and the ability for the darkness to survive in the way it has done for millennia. Because you have changed the actual Gaia grid system and in given intent and passed this marker into 2013, the rules by which dark and light battle one another have changed. And now the light is going to have a bigger impact. Definition of the dark is the absence of light. You know that, don't you? So the dark is the void that is not filled by light. But still it has energy. And the energy is that which wants to remain and remain. It can't believe it. It won't believe it. And it'll flail in unbalance for a little while. Some of you are saying, well, 2013 ought to bring a release, a breath of fresh air. Ah, we made it. We did it. And I'll tell you, that like a child that didn't get its way, the dark side will invade every crick, every cranny it can. And it will battle for its life and its survival, and it will feel the fact that things are not the same. And so in this release period, I want you to take a step back. When you see these things rear their ugly heads, don't make a decision that 2013 is not what you thought. When you see more unbalance on the planet and some things you didn't expect, and they will be there, don't throw up your hands and say, here it is again. It didn't make a difference, because it did. These things work slowly. Energy is shifting, and we have given you this information before. The very balance of the protocol of the battle is realigning itself. That's what this time is about. And if you ask those in other solar systems who have gone through this before, it was the beginning, literally, of their history. They don't even look at anything before it. Everything begins now. And we've said it before, if you look in the future to this day, you're not going to want to look much before it. You'll say, these were the days of barbarianism. These were the days of ridiculous mythology. These were the days we didn't know better. And now we see the face of God. That is what you're stepping into. But it's tough. I used the metaphor of planting seeds. So we will examine that just a little more and give you some information. The metaphor, of course, is the farmer, and we use it so that you will see all of the attributes that the farmer looks at. While you were battling the old energy, you weren't plowing the fields getting ready for the seeds. You realize that. You were surviving. Now it is time to prepare the fields. And in the process of release, you turn inward. Preparing the fields is a metaphor for discovering the higher self, the quantumness in you, and moving to a place personally where things start to make more sense. There are those in this room, specifically right now, that I'm listening to. Now that's a reverse, isn't it? Because I'm hearing you plead with me. Help me. Help me. You don't think I know who's here? And so I'm going to say to you, and you know who you are, dear ones, I want you to stand down and relax for a moment. You are loved beyond what you think you're loved. You are known by God beyond what you think you're known by God. And this is temporary, okay? This is temporary. And if you're pleading for help, you're in an unbalance. It's time to relax in God and know you are loved. There is time. You will survive. You're going to make it. But I want you to start seeing the wisdom in the plan. You plow the fields. You add the fertilizer. Whatever the nutrients are, you get ready for the seed planting. That is the step that is next. The fields aren't ready. It's a metaphor. It may not make sense to you. All it says is that the demarcation point from old to new is now. And now you may begin what you came for. In the process, you will find that the dark energy is easier to battle. New scenarios will pop up to show you that. And you won't believe that you got through them so easily. Because now the energy supports you, and it didn't a year ago. It really is a demarcation of intent. The whole planet has made it. You start to plant the seeds. And in the seeds, that is to say, you are using that which is what the old soul has, the wisdom of the past. And the seeds are planted into the economy, into government. The seeds are planted gradually into the household, into families. The seeds of integrity, of wisdom, of coming together instead of tearing apart, it starts to change human nature. And it's slow. Imagine, if you will, I mentioned this last night, imagine, if you will, an amateur farmer. Had no idea what he was doing. Has a packet of seeds. Reads the instructions. Gets the fields ready. Shoves those seeds in the ground. Is so excited. Runs home. Can hardly sleep. Night goes by. Sun comes out. He runs out into the field to see what's happening. And there is nothing there. What did he do wrong? Nothing is happening, he says. What did he do wrong? And it's laughable, of course, because every farmer knows that the crops grow slowly. In fact, they grow so slowly, you can't see them grow. You stoop down, looking at the plant. You can even yell at it, "Grow!" And nothing happens. And then a week later, you realize it's bigger. And a week later, it's bigger still. Well, in a certain amount of time, it ripens, creates the crop that you planted. And that is what we're telling you. This is going to be a slow process. 18 years to just plant them. How long do you think before you get the flower? And the first reaction of the old soul is, "Oh, great. Just what I wanted to hear." And there would be the reaction, "Then why am I here? I'm tired. Why don't I just go home now? I've decided I'm going to retire right now from light working. Yeah. I've done my job. You passed the marker. Why should I care at this point in time? We'll leave it to the younger generation." And now I will tell you, light worker, that the only way the crops grow is with light. That's it. You're the ones who have to take up the gauntlet, put on the mantle of the responsibility you came in for and your parents came in for to give you here, to get you here, and move forward. I want to just tell you that what you've been through is the hardest. And what you're about to go through, it's going to be easier. But it's still going to take a long time. And what you're going to see very, very, very slowly is the emergence of new energy. Now, it's going to take many forms, but you're going to see things. Let's just examine one. In past channels, just recently, we told you some of the new inventions to look forward to. This is going to be new ideas. And when you look at them in retrospect, after they have occurred, you're going to go, "Why didn't we think of that before?" And the reason is because you weren't ready. And that brings up a process which is difficult for us to explain to you because humans do not want to hear this. Human beings believe that their brain is capable of any thought that is thinkable in the universe, and that the sky is the limit, and that at any given time, any intellectual can come up with whatever they need that is the next step. And yet history doesn't show that, does it? And we brought up the fact that it should have been obvious to you how to fly. And now you do. As we speak, thousands of human beings are in the air, flying from one place to another, with principles that the birds showed you. And yet it's new. It's only been around 100 years or so. Bat of an eyelash in human history, is it not? How long have you been looking at birds? How long have certain cultures been flying kites? And you never figured it out. How's that for being a human being with unlimited thought? You never figured it out. And then finally it was figured out by two guys who were bicycle makers. I ask you, does it look like something happened that is just a little out of the ordinary? Did you know, and I'll say it again, that those bicycle makers only beat the record of first flight by a week? That others on the earth were also working on it? Did you know that? And here's why. Because spirit implants ideas and inventions when you're ready and not before. And they are invisible and blind and unattainable to the human being because they can't think of it. And you're seeing it everywhere, whether you know it or not. How many years did you have to build a fortress around your city-states, as my partner has mentioned in the past, and block out the other human beings and build walls and have battles so that the other guy wouldn't get your stuff? And how long did it take you to figure out that maybe you could share your stuff? Or maybe you could trade with the other one so that you'd both have each other's stuff and everybody wins in the process? What a concept. Well, you only just did it. Putting things together instead of tearing apart. Why didn't that occur to you 1,000 years ago? You were conquerors. That's all you did. Armies wiped out other human beings, and where they stood, they owned the land. What a concept. Now you say, well, we're beyond that now. Well, not much, not really. But you will be. New ideas, things you never thought of, will be given to you that will bring you answers to the most profound questions that your societies have needed. Inventions that will bring clean water to every human on the planet cheaply everywhere. Inventions that will give you power cheaply everywhere. Will wipe out all of the reasons for pollution. And when you look back on it, you'll go, it was always there. Why didn't we think of that? Because it wasn't time, and it wasn't ready. And you hadn't planted the seeds, and you were still battling the old energy, deciding whether you're going to terminate yourselves before 2012. And now you didn't, and now you didn't, and now you didn't. And so there is a new dawn, but that's all it is. The sun sneaks over the horizon as if to say, we're back. But you're not going to get a clear sky for a little while, Lightworker. Because in the release process, you're going to have to deal with the separations that will occur. The objections to the ones who don't want to go into the light, who want to keep what they have because it works for them, because it is their living. Not understanding that things are changing dramatically. All of the processes, from the one you see here to the healer, are recalibrating. Some of the things, the axioms you learned on how to, won't work. There's going to be more centralized into the soul authority, that is to say, less for groups and more for individuals. a dissemination of organization. All of these kinds of things will be new. And it's going to be like sticking the finger in the eye of many who have spent a lifetime thinking that they knew it all, only to find that there are those who are moving beyond them, doing things they never thought were possible. And it falls right into the purview of the old soul. Old soul, listening to this, reading this in the future, I will tell you right now, by the thousands, I know you are. You're not just the hope of the planet. You always have been. There is nothing new except that it's going to get easier. But for a while, understand the process of the shift is that change is not seen always as a good thing. And so you are moving into the light in more ways than you ever have before. Let me summarize. We need you. You're not done. You're not done. And nobody's leaving. There's going to be more channels. There's going to be more entities coming in. You watch. Powerful information from sources you didn't think had it. You'll be able to discern whether it's real or not. It'll be easy. By the energy of the delivery, by what is stated, all you have to hear is a little bit, and you'll know whether they're pretending. That means that that part of you which is called discernment is going to increase. You'll have better intuitive powers because they're not throwing themselves against darkness anymore. And it's going to happen slowly. We need you. And we need you to get excited about what's ahead. After the things settle right now that are difficult. You've just come out of a dark era of over 30,000 years. And I'm telling you yet again, there'll come a day, human being, perhaps as soon as the next precession, when human history won't even count before 2012. And that is what you're looking at. The beginning of a new era. I think the irony is this. The human being who sits in front of me says they're tired. They've been battling a long time. And they will continue to as we recalibrate. And then they will pass over the veil, as they always do. And when they come back as children, their DNA will be different. And they're never going to have to go through what they went through before, because the old energy won't be the same. They will awaken with full knowledge of who they are. As children, they will know and see the colors. As children, they will have an identity of being an old soul. They'll know what they're here for by the time they're 13. And that's you. I just described you. All of you. Old soul, this is one of the biggest shifts you're ever going to see. And it may take a generation, but it's going to happen. And those who hear these words then and read these words then will know I'm right. And educators all over the world will recalibrate their teachings because the kids are different. Yet again, it's not what you think. It's not just a new time. It's a new human. And the only thing we can say is we told you it would happen. I came in all those years ago and I said, you're not going to terminate yourself. It's not going to happen. We've got better potentials. Watch it, watch it. And they were those who said no. They said that Cryan was the evil of the century because I brought you information that flew in the face of everything they expected. And here you sit in 2013. And I could say I was right, but I'm going to say instead, you were right. You created it. You brought me here. You took us through the shift. God bless the human being and all they represent in the universe. And so it is.